This is Comic Picks by the Glick.
Yeah, I'm your host, Jason Glick.
Jason, what do you have on tap for us today?
Hey, well, you know, we know we talked about like a Robert Kirkman series last time with the start of the Energon universe, Void Rivals. And turns out we're not done with talking about Kirkman because dude is prolific. Dude loves writing like, you know, more comic book series. Dude is like, you know, consistently dedicated to following up the success he got with Invincible and especially The Walking Dead. So, and I definitely respect that. You know, it's like, I appreciate the fact that, you know, he's, you know, not wanting to like show that, you know, he was like only good for like these two series, that he's got, you know, like, you know, more series in him, like at this point. And while I know that, you know, that, you know, Void Rivals has gotten like, you know, multiple reprintings, like as we speak. And, you know, that first volume was all right. I still respect the fact that he's continuing to try and, you know, like do new series to try and follow up on this. It's that success. I mean, first we got like Outcast, his like, you know, Possession series, which ran for 8 volumes. Then we got Oblivion Song, like his you know, Alien Invasion series that ran for 6 volumes. And, you know, also like Die, you know, his, you know, whatever the hell it was series with Chris Burnham and like Walking Dead showrunner Scott Gimple that ran for 2 volumes that, you know, was surprise launched and like in its own way. And, you know, that was fine. But, you know, and like I said, I appreciate the fact that Kirkman is continuing to try and find like new ways to succeed and all. And then you've got like this series, which is called Firepower. Basically, it's his effective take on like the fantasy martial arts genre that, you know, had a had an interesting like, you know, start to it. Basically, where some series, you know, basically, you know, publishes dudes like first 6 issues as it's like its first volume, basically like, you're showing you, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do for like our series, but, you know, like our whole setup is like contained in like, you know, this first volume. Well, Kirkman and artist Chris Samnee, co-creator Chris Samnee, basically decided, hey, you know, we're going to like do like the whole like first issue as a first volume, because hey, you know, this first volume is entitled Prelude, and basically it's all about one guy, like Owen Johnson, who has like learned all he can from the martial arts masters like of the world that we know. And so he's, you know, determined like, you find out what else do I have to learn. And so we're introduced to him in the first few pages, like, you know, just climbing through the icy wastelands of Tibet, or just, you know, whatever place that, you know, the series is set, because it's never explicitly specified. But we're showing him like as a determined character who's just like, you know, wants to learn more about his martial arts, and like showing him just like, you know, just climbing these mountains and coming to the temple of the Flaming Fist. Basically, this is the place where, like, you know, all of the all the masters that he sought to learn from in the world below were trained by its master, Wei Lun. And when he finally gets to this place, he meets Wei Lun, and Wei Lun is just basically saying, hey, you know, show me what you've learned. Like, I don't care. You climbed up here, at great cost to your personal stature. It's like, you know, and that's what we get here. It's like, you know, the initial fight where Owen, like, you know, fights Wei Lun and convinces him that, you know, hey, he's learned enough to be entitled to a space to learn here. And then you get like the business as usual for this first volume, showing us that, you know, hey, gets to learn from Master Wei Lun, gets his own rival in Ma Guang, meets a potential love interest in Lei Zan, and it's fun. It's like it's all fine. It's all business as usual. Showing like, hey, it's like an average guy, basically like an Asian American guy. I mean, this isn't a Iron Fist type situation where it's like, you know, like like this white dude shows you that, you know, hey, he's as good as like, you know, these other like minorities at learning martial arts. No, this is a Asian American who is like trying to, you know, who is like, you know, learned all he can from the world below and is trying to like show you what he can learn here. And this first volume is generally pretty fun in the sense that it has like a good sense of humor about Owen like learning from Wei Lun, and Wei Lun's just, you know, like a smart ass streak, like in terms of like, you know, talking about like relationships between like, you know, like students forbidden. It's like, and oh hey, you know, you've got like the latest Jordans, like those are cool. It's like, oh my god, wait, Radiohead, they're still doing music. That's pretty cool too. It's like, and it just, like I said, it's a fun setup here. And then you get the conflict with what are apparently meant to be the main antagonists of the series, people, followers of the Scorched Earth school of martial arts, who are trying to as we're told, attack, like destroy the Temple of the Flaming Fist, because, you know, hey, like they're the bad guys. They're like Flaming Fist is the good guys, and apparently there's like a dragon that the Flaming Fist are meant to be protecting and all. And also, it turns out that there's a legendary technique known as the Fire Power that Wei Lun has been trying to learn for decades, but just hasn't worked out. But maybe, just maybe, Owen is the guy to learn it. Well, this first volume, like, you know, does a good job of setting up all this setup and backstory, and it's good fun. It's like, out of all of the series that, you know, Kirkman has done, you know, post Invincible and post Walking Dead, this really had the potential to be like the most fun, and overall I think it does kind of achieve this, even though there are some bumps as things go on, because the big twist at the end of the first volume is that it jumps 15 years after Owen's first encounter in the Temple of the Flaming Fist to basically a point of domesticity, where like he's, you know, learned the fire power, and he's got a wife, he's got two kids who are just, you know, like, you know, you know, just like normal kids in the grand scheme of things. And the series basically kind of finds itself split into two parts from this point, because it's six volumes total, and the first three, you know, the first volume isn't like six issues, it's basically one volume. And then the two volumes, or the 12 issues that follow, basically set up, you know, the what happens next. Basically, like, Owen finds out that, you know, hey, like when he left, you know, it's he had issues, but he realized that, you know, this is not what I wanted, and that the one person who he thought that was going to be his true love, Lei Zan, well, she died, and that was that. So, but then he finds out that, you know, like things have like changed, and it turns out that Wei Lun has now defected to the Temple of the Scorched Earth, and it turns out that, you know, hey, that his Temple of the Flaming Fist wasn't actually meant to be they were meant to be protecting the dragon, but not for the reasons that he thought they were. And it turns out that, you know, this dragon, well, it's actually a thing. It's like a real dragon that's meant to be destroying the earth, and that everything he thought he knew wasn't the way it actually turned out. And that's kind of a fairly standard, you know, comic type thing. Like, you know, hey, you know, like, you know, you thought you were meant to be protecting the dragon? No, turned out the dragon was meant to be destroying everything, and that, you know, like the people you thought were the good guys are actually the bad guys. And it's like, whoa, mind blown. So that's fine. But what I think, like, you know, the series does a good job of, compared to like Kirkman's other like post like Walking Dead and Invincible series. Yeah, that's obviously the standard I'm going by here, because dude like got lightning to strike not once but twice in his creator owned work. And I really respect the fact that he's continuing to find ways to, like, you know, keep show that he that it wasn't just, you know, like a fluke, that, you know, he can keep, you know, churning out hit series. But, you know, with Firepower, it's like, it's basically like, you know, the series is basically like, you know, split into two parts. The first half being the like the whole revelation that, you know, hey, like that Owen wasn't fighting for the people he thought were the right people. And then after that, you know, like, hey, like, you know, here are the real, like, you know, threats here. And I don't think that, you know, like, and I guess like the real problem I have with this is that, you know, well, Kirkman showed like a great like awareness of like convention and like of like expected like superhero and genre conventions with The Walking Dead and Invincible. You know, he hasn't really like, you know, like displayed that, you know, like the kind of same awareness with his follow-up series. It's like with Firepower, I mean, yeah, it's like you've got like, oh, hey, you know, it turns out the good guys were the bad guys and all. It's like, I mean, that's fine, but then you get that that kind of like, you know, it kind of feels like, you know, pro formula with this. And I will say that he does have some clever insights, such as when Owen's wife finds out that, you know, hey, you know, it's like when they're talking about like, hey, how do you feel about, you know, like your it's like your old girlfriend, the one who died, for unspecified reasons. It's like, and he basically talks about like the fact that, hey, you know, it's like I know that, but at the same time though, you know, she is like the person who like who I never had like a chance to, like, you know, get to know, like someone who was always going to be like, you know, perfect in my head, but someone who I never had to, like, you know, have a child with, someone who I never had to, like, you know, like, you know, get a marriage certificate with, someone who I never had to, like, you know, take my kids to the hospital in the middle of the night with, that kind of thing. That's kind of clever, and I like, it's like, and I like that, and I like that kind of, like, you know, superhero domesticity that he gives. That he gives with this series, it's like, especially in its first half. And while, like, you know, the first half of the series is pretty solid in the sense that, like, it gives you like a sort of standard, hey, you know, it's like everyone you thought was good was bad. It's like, and Owen and Weilun has to, like, you know, fight against that. You know, that's perfectly fine. Then you get to the back half of the series with volumes 4 through 6. And it turns out that, hey, it's like that turns out this whole, like, you know, dragon is real thing. It's like, and now like Owen and his family and other people have to, like, you know, fight against this. This is, you know, kind of crazy. It's like, I wouldn't say that it's, you know, set up particularly well, particularly in volume 5 when we start getting to know all the, like, old masters that that Owen fought under, and we're just told like, hey, you know, he fought against them and now we're going to recruit them as the fighters for this next arc. And, you know, it doesn't work out, like, you know, pretty well, especially in volume 5 when like a lot of them, like a lot of these new masters are just like revealed to have, you know, the like fairly one-dimensional, you know, personalities. It's like, and Owen is just, like, you know, shown to have a it's like, hey, he's mastered this, like, you know, specific technique that, you know, like gives him like some like margin of error against the dragon and his like advocate Master Shaw. It's like, hey, it's like, you know, you can fight against him, but oh, we've got to, like, you know, like decamp, because, you know, like, we're not just, like, you know, we're not able to fight against him. It's like, and we can't have like the climax of the series just yet, especially when it's revealed at the very end of the volume that Weilun, killed like Owen's parents. Big shock. Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. And yeah, I think that, you know, volume 5 is kind of like the low point of the series. And because it basically, like, you know, like sets up a lot of big stuff, but doesn't actually, like, you know, pay off on it. And I was, and that was, like, you know, surprised to learn that, hey, you know, volume 6, like, it's the finale. So what are we going to do here? What are we going to do for the big climax of this fantasy martial arts series? And, well, Kirkman actually does do some, like, nice twists here. Basically, from what's going to be a big fight between Wei Lun and Owen, in terms of, like, you know, hey, like, Wei Lun, you know, killed his parents, but Owen just says, no, tell me what happened. Like, use your words, tell me, talk to me about this. And I like that. You know, it's like, just, hey, you know, let's talk about, like, something like adults here. And maybe that's just me growing old as a person, but I appreciate the fact that, you know, like, they actually wanted to talk about this. And it also leads into, like, probably the volume's best revelation, in the sense that, you know, like, the use of the firepower. Well, Owen is, like, revealed early on to be, like, someone who mastered this, you know, ability to just, you know, like, shoot flames from his fists. Well, like, it turns out that the ability to, like, you know, utilize the firepower isn't, you know, specific to him. It's just about, like, how you can tune in to the emotions, like, in your, it's like in your heart. It's like, yeah, and this is something that, you know, that Owen can use, that his kids can use, that his wife can use, and, as we're eventually shown, that Wei Lun can tap into as well through his specific feelings of regret. I liked how this was, like, shown, how it wasn't just, you know, like, hey, you know, it's like Owen is, like, the chosen one and he's the only one who can do this. No, it's like anyone can use this. It's just that Owen is, like, knows how to tap into like the emotional spectrum, like, afforded by this ability the best. And that's what makes him the chosen one. I like this, and I liked how the Kirkman and Samnee you know, like, use this in the like over the course of the volume, specifically in, like, a one particular issue where Owen's son Doug is, like, talking about how he's, you know, writing letters to his granddad and talking about how, you know, what they were doing, and how it's basically portrayed as a series of splash pages, basically, like, you know, either, like, single page splashes or double page splashes, as they're trying to fight the dragon, like, as they fight their way back to the United States. It's a big homage to Walt Simonson's all splash page issue of Thor back in the day, and it works really well. It does a good job of getting across a lot of information in a fairly compact fairly compact space, and it's like, and how it actually, like, communicates, like, the emotion of their struggle as well, particularly when you find out just what happens to the person that Doug is writing to. It's like at the end of the day, and it's like in the end, you know, yeah, good triumphs over evil. It's like, you know, our heroes triumph over the over the dragon. But I'm fine with, like, you know, how things played out in a fairly conventional way, and it's like, and it did a good job of, like, conveying the emotion of their struggle as well. Because compared to, like, all of Kirkman's other, you know, post-Invincible and Walking Dead series, this is easily the most fun. You know, it manages, like, a nice sense of, like, of domesticity, in terms of, like, you know, just, you know, like, like regular people learning martial arts, and, like, you know, just a family, you know, just, you know, managing their own business, in the sense of, it, like, in the wake of, like, you know, a really crazy, like, you know, fantasy struggle. And, like, and the humor is, like, you know, pretty, like, it's handled pretty well as well. It's like, it's good fun, it's entertaining, And even if it doesn't offer like any like, you know, I guess like, you know, really like, you know, shocking surprises compared to his previous creator-owned Triumphs, it's like it's entertaining overall. And considering how I was like really concerned for how this was going to wrap up after Volume 5, Volume 6 does deliver this like a satisfying wrap to the series. It's overall, it's like in the end. So like this is like a solid 6-volume series, and it's like I don't know how like they're going to be repackaging this in future volumes, but you know, it's like if they do a like an all-in-one, you know, one like 6 volumes in one volume type thing, then yeah, it's like it's worth picking up. Or you know, hey, if they do 2 3-in-1 collections, then that'd be worth picking up as well, because like Kirkman writes, you know, like fun family dynamics with Owen and his family, and Chris Samnee does really it's like really good detailed martial arts fantasy action here. It's like just like really good, easy to follow stuff, like, you know, like from the characters. It's like in terms of their storytelling, it's like, and just, you know, just watching that, you know, people like these people, like, you know, like fling their fireballs or fight, like, you know, like fling their fists as well. It's like, it's really solid stuff. So like I said, I wouldn't say that, you know, like Firepower is like the best, you know, fantasy martial arts series that I've read, but it is fun. And I guess ultimately it's probably like the most fun, you know, series that Kirkman has done post Invincible and post Walking Dead. And that's not nothing. Will Void Rivals turn out to be as fun? I don't know. I'm honestly not as convinced just yet. So it could be, but you know, Firepower is still plenty enjoyable. Even if it won't just, you know, like blow your mind in terms of like, you know, hey, I've never seen something like this before. Yeah, you have, but this is a good example of like of a familiar formula done pretty well here.
All right. Well, do you know what you're going to be talking about next time?
Well, next time is going to be talking about something that I wanted to talk about last year, and that's the wrap up to Kaguya-sama, Love is War. And we get to see what happens when, like, one of the best romantic comedies I've read ever, you know, finally reaches its conclusion.
All right. We'll catch you next time on Comic Picks by the Glick.
Laters.